Hi, darling. Sorry I'm late. I had to get something off the top shelf. Which is fine. Perfectly fine. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I don't. No, I don't. It's fine. I mean, I'm the tall one. It's only natural that I would be the one that they ask to get stuff off the top shelf. But I mean, why do they keep putting stuff on the top shelf? I mean, they're dwarves. You would think they would use the lower shelves, but no! Top shelf. Just all the time. No. No. I'm sorry. You don't need to hear about that. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. We are not here for that. We are here to have a nice date in the forest, having a picnic. It's fine. It's fine. It's not fine. It's really, really not fine. I mean, for fuck's sake. They are 7 grown dwarfs. Why does that sound so wrong? But they are. They are adults. But they act like children. And I know they're child-sized. But they're not children. They're older than me. They're older than you. They're older than everyone. They are hundreds of years old. And yet they're... Sorry. Sorry. Snow, you are better than this. Snow. You are better than this. You are a princess. You are a Top shelf. Every time. Every bloody time. Sorry. Sorry, I know I've been going on about this so much recently. It's just... I'm so sorry. I really am. It's just sometimes... Sometimes I feel like you're the only one I can talk to. It's just everything that's happened in my life. Did I tell you that my stepmother tried to kill me? Oh, I did tell you. I've never really had a proper family. And then, well, you know, the rental situation being what it is in the kingdom. I knew I was going to have to live with roommates, but I didn't think I'd be living with 7 roommates. And, you know, being the only girl, it's just, why do I always have to do the washing up? Why do I have to clean up the cottage? Oh, we're in the mine all day. I know what you do in the mine. You just read dirty magazines down there. I have seen what's in there. Work satchels. I wasn't being nosy. I was being nosy. It's just so boring in the cottage. There's nothing to read, and birds are terrible conversationalists. Just awful. So, you know, I've been reading the dirty magazines. What? No, not those kind of dirty magazines. You know, like dirt, you know, like sand and gravel and, you know, miner dirt. They're miners. Ew. It's just... I feel like all I do is tidy up after them. Probably because I do. I mean, I don't really blame them that much. They're old, they're set in their ways, and... Life must be tough when you're short. What? I'm not short. I'm 5'5". I'm not short. I live with dwarfs. I know what short is. I'm sorry, cute. You're lucky that I love you. It's just... Don't get me wrong. I adore them. I do. They saved me after the whole Axeman incident. But you know, it's just, this is not how I saw my life. I don't think I'm even a princess anymore, not really. I live in a cottage in the woods with 7 dwarves. What kind of princess does that make me? An adorable one. Oh, you make everything better, do you know that? I don't deserve you. I really don't. You're sweet. You are so sweet to me. But my life really isn't that much harder than any other princess. I mean, look at Sleeping Beauty. She was simply taking a nap, and next thing you know, her best friend's trying to kiss her. That's tough. But mostly because she's in love with them. And I said, just tell them. Just tell them. But she's, like, so bad with people. I blame the parents keeping her locked up in that castle for 100 years. Parents can be so overprotective. Unless they're step-parents. Because if they're step-parents, they try to kill you. My stepmother sent an It's just difficult to get over, you know? I mean, I thought we had a great relationship. We used to share clothes and, you know, I thought we were close. Turns out she was just plotting to kill me because I was the fairest in the land. I mean, it's not my fault that I'm pale. You know, I would love to tan. But I don't actually have it that bad. I mean, the dwarves are really sweet. They're just dwarves, you know? I have to admit, it's gotten worse recently. Normally I can cope. Normally I'm not so grumpy. But it's nothing. I will stop moaning and we will have a picnic and you're so sweet. The way you actually listen to my problems. Well, I haven't been getting much sleep recently. Well, they've started singing in their sleep. And it's just, it's annoying. It's so annoying. All night it's, hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work I go. And then they whistle, but they don't whistle because they're sleeping. So it's this weird, snorty grunt. It's just 7 of them. And I just can't sleep through it. I've tried. I can't do it. So I've hardly been sleeping. And then I have to clean up after them. It's just, ugh. And I've been looking for another place to stay. I have, but everything is so expensive in this kingdom. Oh, I sound like such a princess. I sound so spoiled. Oh, you're right. I am a princess. It's just, I don't want to have 7 roommates. And I've been looking for something else. I have, but everything is so expensive in this kingdom. I don't know what to do. I mean, I could go home, but I just think it'd be really awkward, you know, because she tried to kill me. And, well, I wasn't going to tell you this. I mean, I could be wrong, but I think she came round. I know she came round. She was wearing a wig, but it was obviously her because, I mean, I know my stepmother. And she offered me an apple. She knows that I'm allergic to apples. I think she's trying to kill me again. I mean, I did tell Grumpy, but he said I was being paranoid. And I'm like, but I'm allergic to apples. And then he kind of fell asleep. I didn't think he was asleep at first, but then he started going, hi-ho, hi-ho, and the fucker was asleep. I don't blame them. I mean, they spend all day in the mines and... I mean, they didn't ask for my family problems. Let's face it, my family has a lot of problems. I mean, what did I do? What did I do to her? I tried to be a good daughter. I made her tea all the time. I let her use my special mug. I just think that my father has bad taste in women. Jealous? What would you be jealous of? No, she wouldn't be jealous of me. So, I don't know what I'm going to do. What? Move in with you? Are you serious? I would love to, but I can't. What? Need the dwarf's permission. darling, I am a strong, independent princess, and I don't need no permission from no dwarf. I just mean, wouldn't it be a bit unseemly? I mean, what would my stepmother say? Yes, the stepmother that tried to kill me and poison me with apples. You have a point. I would love to move in with you. I love you, and you can reach the top shelf. You're perfect. And you don't sing in your sleep, do you?
Do you?
You don't. Good. I was just checking. I would love to move in with you, and... Wow. I didn't know that you had a place. I thought... Oh, you moved out of your parents' castle. So, where... Oh, Rapunzel's old tower. Wow. That's nice. Really, really nice. I'd love to. Yes, I will move in with you. And I'll never have to get anything off the top shelf ever again. Oh, I love a happy ending, don't you?